Or a ghost story.
We've heard all kinds of stories at this time, haven't we?
So creepy, so good, so real, Greg.
Houses, entire neighborhoods, the Davis Monthan Boneyard. We've been all over southern Arizona. But this may be the oldest ghost who is still haunting.
Yeah, they stick around.
Listener Cindy emailed this to us. Greg and Mare at mixfm.com is how you can do that if you've got a ghost story. She says it's been more than a dozen years since it happened, but she still remembers it like it was yesterday. The haunting happened near her house on a big open piece of land near Kolb and Sahuarita Road. Cindy had taken her horse out for a walk in the desert south of town one afternoon, and on their way back home, she heard the sound of hooves and snorting like big animals coming their way. Kept getting louder and louder and sounded like galloping, like a stampede was coming towards her and the horse. But it was the middle of the day. She could easily see that there was nothing there. Cindy then noticed that her horse had become anxious and was staring very intently toward a neighbor's house. And that's when she saw him. A man, his skin darkened from the sun. He was nearly naked, jumping around in circles. Confused and concerned, Cindy called her neighbor, and the woman told her that she had also seen this man. She said he was an old Native American spirit. And the galloping sounds Cindy had heard were buffalo. Cindy couldn't believe what she had seen and now what she was hearing. She walked the grounds the following day looking for any sign of real people or animals. There were no footprints from the Native man, no hoof marks from any buffalo. She again called her neighbor, and this time the woman revealed that for the previous week or more, she had felt like she was being watched.
Ooh, creepy.
And when she came home from work at night, she would see figures running through her yard. Her dogs would bark all night, seemingly at nothing. But Cindy's dogs next door remained silent. Then the spirit seemed to move to Cindy's house the following week. Her own animals would go crazy all night. Her horse and donkey running around the corral, acting very scared, trying to get out. And then, nothing. The spirit seemed to vanish and has not been seen or heard ever since. Cindy says there is no doubt in her mind that the ghostly warrior was celebrating the return of the bison to his tribal lands.